Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 323. The hell did we see this week?
The snowman.
The girl with this, the dragon snowman.
It does not bode well when I literally forgot the name of the movie we were about to talk about.
No.
I watched that Jack Frost movie with Michael Keaton.
Oh, see, I watched the Jack Frost, the horror movie.
Then you dodged a bullet. Either one of you.
Wasn't that supposed to be George Clooney?
Yes.
And that if you look at the snowman, he looks like George Clooney instead of Michael Keaton.
Really?
Yeah.
They did
all the work for Clooney, and then he's like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, they got hilarious. Michael Keaton to do it. Yeah.
That was supposed to be what's his name's part from Wild Wild West was supposed to be Clooney too.
Will Smith?
Klein?
No.
Kevin Klein.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's funny. And then all of a sudden he had a hit, and he's just like, right. Oh, I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, wait, who had a hit? Ed out.
George Clooney.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
George Clooney's like, I've got to go practice my lines for Tomorrowland.
Yeah. I got this sweet role in this new Tarantino flick.
You know, he's another one of those actors who's like, for an A-list actor, hasn't really been in all that many, like,
huge movies. The last time he was in a movie. I can't remember the last time he did something.
He's got
that one coming out with the Coen brothers, right? But he's directing.
Yeah, but
that.
he's been doing a lot of directing.
Yeah,
Suburbicon?
Yeah.
Suburbico?
He also, I mean, his choice of movies seem like somebody who's like not really worried about
he's
it.
He's an A-list actor that doesn't care. No.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like, yeah, man, we'll do whatever.
He doesn't chase the hits.
He's right. Like, he did a Chuck Barris documentary. So, I mean, it's like, well, okay.
That movie was awesome.
It was fantastic, but it's one of those things that's like, only he could have gotten
that
movie made.
Did he direct Good Night and Good Luck?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that him?
Yeah.
That was boring.
Oh, I like the movie. Oh, but I like the history of early television.
Fair enough. That's right up your alley.
I'm not saying he's not a good actor or director at all, but mentioning that he hasn't, like, what great movies has he been in lately? Like, it's hard to think of. I'm just wondering,
Batman for Ed and Robin?
Is he an A-list actor mainly because he's really good looking?
No, I think he's a fantastic actor when he's dialed in.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, is he famous because people think he's so good looking? That's how he got his status?
No, I mean, he was good on ER, and that spiraled into From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, but I think, you know, then you're talking about
Roseanne.
Robert Redford. At a certain point, it's like we have to get past the good looking stage to be like,
he's past the good looking. Looks like he's.
But you know what I mean?
He looks like a melting candle.
That chased
now.
Him for, you know, 60 years before people were like, yeah, he's a good director.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. So, you know,
Eastwood's
even
the same way.
Even after he won an Oscar for it.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's like that.
Brad Pitt is like that.
You know,
I would agree.
Like, he hasn't had tons of, like, huge... Name an iconic Brad Pitt role.
God, he used to be in so many good movies, though.
That tank movie.
But, I mean, Brad Pitt...
The fact that you had to say that tank movie.
Fury, that's what it was, yeah.
But Brad Pitt, I mean, back in the 90s, though, I mean, he had a lot of good movies. And I feel like lately all he does is make junk. Like, what has Brad Pitt done lately? Not cameo roles, but... Yeah,
Fury was a good movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We did an episode on it.
I know. I never saw that one.
I liked him in, what was the Coen Brothers one? Burn After Reading?
Oh,
I enjoyed him.
I didn't like that movie.
I liked him, though. Like, the movie was what it was,
so, like,
but I thought he was
funny. Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah. Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Well, I just had it. What am I?
The Ocean's movies?
No, Legends of the Fall. I love that movie.
Yeah. Joe Black?
Meet Joe Black.
God, that was a snooze.
That's a piece of garbage.
12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys. That's good. 12 Monkeys. Seven.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
You cannot deny
seven.
That.
I think Seven and Fight Club are the two.
He's so good in Fight Club. Yeah, Seven.
He's got a lot of good roles.
Yeah. Oh, he does have a lot of good roles. I'm saying, like, it's weird we have these A-list actors that don't have, like, okay, Harrison Ford, name a character.
Han Solo.
Right.
Right.
You know?
You just, yeah,
Indiana Jones.
Right.
Henry.
Yeah. Stephen Witness.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Jim Witness.
What's that?
I thought it was Jim Witness.
Oh, was it Jim Witness?
I think
see,
it was, yeah.
So then I proved my point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, you know, look, but you don't have, you know, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I mean, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right. You don't even have to stop and think.
Right.
But, like, Brad Pitt, like...
You're like, ugh.
Even when you think of the big movie, you're like, 12 Monkeys. What's the name of the main guy in 12 Monkeys?
Bruce Willis.
Baldy Magoo.
Yeah, right? Like what's the name? Like,
right.
What's the name?
That's very true.
Of Brad Pitt's character.
Do you think
in 12
that's
Monkeys?
A thing and even more?
What's
like,
the name of Brad Pitt's character in Seven?
I couldn't tell you. Detective number one?
Six.
Sorry,
no, he's
Freeman's detective number two.
I heard this 7, 8, 9.
See, George Clooney. What's? Oh, I guess you know George Clooney's name in Ocean's 11 because
Danny
last
Ocean.
Name,
last yeah, that's
his
an
name's
easy
in
one.
The title. That's,
I mean,
count.
So it's weird for me. I go to the From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Like that's the first thing I think of when I think of him. Besides yeah. Batman, but that doesn't. You know, it's Batman. You can't really.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
But I mean, it's like it's Batman. You know, like he was one of the 15 actors to play Batman.
That wasn't his fault.
That was not his fault.
No, it wasn't his fault.
That, you know,
Schumacher.
Because I think he would make a really good Batman.
Given the right
movie.
He
should have been a great.
Right.
I think
right
he could have been a good Bruce Wayne. I'm not so sure about Batman.
Because
Bruce Wayne could have.
Batman's a stuntman. Who
no,
cares?
That's true.
It's anybody in the suit at that when he's
yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, I guess
like,
when you're doing the character stuff, then you can be.
Bruce gloomy. Wayne's the important
yeah,
part.
That's.
I still think
so
it's.
I feel different.
Well,
Batman. Bruce Wayne's the mask.
But
he's Batman.
But when they film the Batman scenes, it can be anybody in that.
That's
suit.
True.
Most
that's
of the time, it's yeah. going to be a stuntman.
Right.
That's my
fair.
Point.
Like, literally a stuntman.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's why I say Bruce Wayne's the important part.
Right. I agree.
Because most of the Batman stuff is just
a guy in a mask.
Is a different guy doing all the kicks and jumps
right.
and punches.
Which is why I liked Ben Affleck because he played such a dolt.
Yeah.
So
as Bruce Wayne.
They never right. did that before. So I've always liked the doofus Bruce Wayne. Just, you know, he's like, well, I got to be an idiot. And then
that,
so
Christian Bale did that when he was partying with the girls and acting
that was
like
that,
a moron.
And he did that in one scene. And then from there on out, he was never the doofy doofus. Like,
yeah.
I guess he kind of did that in The Dark Knight where he throws his hat behind Harvey. But he's not like the goofy playboy ever in that movie. But yeah, but I mean, like, you could. It's weird to say that because there are actors who aren't all that great who do have, like, Henry Cavill. Not to downplay his acting, but he's made his, like, that's it. He's Superman. He's never going to be anything else. I don't think he's going to break away from that. It's the Superman curse, which for some, for Brandon Routh, he steered into it.
Yeah,
he's like, the line where he's just like, I could not play Superman and get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Like that's always
just
possible.
Just once you play Superman, don't ever go horseback
don't
riding.
Ever.
Oh.
Ever.
What?
I leave my Morocco.
We threw them away.
Where did they all go?
Where did they go? Oh, they're over there on the floor.
Or you got to go over there and get it.
Do you want the pink one?
I feel like we're doing a lot of work for this gag right now.
No, it's just.
But I did, like, that's true. You have.
This is a large Morocco.
That's what she said.
Joe. I don't like to brag. Hang on. I got another Superman joke whenever you're done. So when you got that maraca ready. So I said, don't go horseback riding. And then we'll say the Man of Still.
Man of Still.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. Like there are some of those actors who never have an iconic role. Then you've got other actors who have an iconic role.
Yeah.
And that's all they got.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yeah.
So we should probably go around the table and introduce ourselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. As you, in case you haven't heard, the movie of the week is The Snowman.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
So, and what, would you say we have maybe less than 52 minutes to talk about?
I think we do.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
that's probably
that's
fair.
A safe bet.
So, and
I'm fine with 30 minutes to suck on this one.
So,
I actually almost went to sleep and...
In the movie?
Okay. And I was like, I was laying there and I was like, and I was tired, but I was like, oh, no, I got to stay awake. But I kind of, maybe if I turned this way. Good.
Because the plot of this movie is so important.
I have a lot of sympathy for you trying to synopsize this movie.
I looked at my phone an hour in, and I was like, oh, my God.
So there's more to this movie. They cut a bunch out of the script.
Not cut. They didn't film.
They didn't film, but that's what I mean. Yeah, they didn't even. Well, that's
like the things that would make it make sense.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it's like they cut. So Spath sent me that.
Yeah.
And I was like, they cut it to 2 hours?
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
2.5 hours of this movie.
So the woman next to me at the end of the movie yesterday, she goes, and she's an older woman, she goes, did you find that hard to follow? I go, that movie was a mess.
Yeah. You're like, ma'am, here's my real spoilers business card. I don't discuss this
stuff
for
free. Tune in
next
week on Wednesday.
Yeah. And it was funny because I saw it with two older women, and they were both on both sides of me. And I was like, dang, I just wish I was in a different row because I could have got so much
stretched out, sent some emails.
Very productive day during this movie because it would have been okay. Like this is a movie that, like, yeah, text away.
Yeah, I might or might not have cleared a few levels in Bubble Witch. Yeah.
Oh, I played some WWE Champions on my phone an hour.
Yeah,
that's probably.
Oh my God,
no, I didn't.
So, real quick, shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us tremendously. Joe, ooh.
I hope so. Then we don't have to talk about this movie as long.
I'm gonna say. Yes.
No, you're such a cheater. I need to stop asking.
Yes, we have a new
review.
How
about that? This is from Taquito Platano.
You already win. That name is the best. Oh. I mean,
it just reminded me I have taquitos in the freezer.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just happy for this review.
Yeah.
Is that like a platonic taquito?
Right. You should stop having sex with your taquitos is what they're telling you.
But they've got
is it platonic or plutonic?
It says Platano.
Yeah. Oh.
With an
I don't speak
over
Spanish, so I don't know.
It is an A? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Dan's like, damn it.
Yeah. So this person says, I'm not good at writing literature, so I'm going to keep this short and simple. You guys are awesome. I love your podcast and listen to it almost every day. Keep up the good work, guys. So they must be catching up.
They must be catching up.
Yeah, if they're listening every day. Like, we don't do one every day, so. Or thanks. Maybe our shows are so long.
That's true.
They can listen in.
Chunks.
20-minute chunks.
He's still making his way through Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. So also don't forget you can join the League of Show Sharers at facebook.com/realspoilers. Go there, join the group, all that fanciness. And people who were kind enough to share the show this week. Librarian Cynthia, Chris Sansochi, Chris James, Griffin Fox Smith, Jason Herndon, Tammy Sherman Powers, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Lane LeVanway, Chris Sanders, Brad Hyan, Travis Tewitt, Jason Weesey, Julianne Jordan, Brandon Coleman, Chris Magic Man. It's a little weird calling another dude Magic Man. I mean, if that's what you're into, I don't judge you. I'm just not that guy. And I'm happily married.
Well, you know.
Okay. Just because you're happily married doesn't mean that you can't call it.
That's true. We could be monogamish, as Dan Savage says. Where was I at? Oh, Chris Magic Man. Zach Bach, Tom Comiskey, Brent Smith, Timmy Too Soon, Troy. Well, apparently he said that we mispronounced his name, so it doesn't end in pow.
Oh.
So
did you phonetically say it?
The song?
I don't know. He just said we mispronounced his name, so
Troy,
I don't know.
Next week, send us an email.
Does that negate the song and he's entitled to another song?
I'll come up with something on the thread.
So I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Troy, you got to send us like a phonetic spelling of your name, and we will
Dan
will swear
on there, or else, you know, because I don't really care about Facebook that much, so I can't really pay attention.
And I'm not trying to issue a challenge, but Linnea Thunsell actually sent us a YouTube pronunciation so we could hear it.
That's right,
that's
she
true.
Did. That's yes,
true.
We
that's
got
correct.
It wrong for so
you could
long.
send us a like a voice message to the Facebook group or to our page. It's
so
like send us a message.
Troy and Poff. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, does it
tell you send
F?
It?
I know Ann's Pow is wrong, so I got to go with other things. It's P A U G H.
It's Paw.
Ann's
Paw.
Ann's
Paw. It's Paw.
The A U G H is silent.
Yeah. It's like a little.
I'm trying to think.
It's like a little poof at the end.
Umpapa, umpapa.
And then Sherry, who changes her name every week, this week is Musings of a Cosplay Witch.
How does that happen?
Maybe it's a
group page.
You go into your settings, I suppose.
You can't. You can only do it every 31 days.
It's got to be a page.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. but she shared it.
All right.
So there we
share
are.
Share away.
And Bradley Erickson,
ooh,
who apparently has been sharing for a while, but I haven't seen it. So.
Well, that's a new
that's
one.
That's a new
that.
One for
that's
you,
new
Dan.
One.
Stop sending gifts.
Do you need the name again?
No, I got Bradley
you got the
Erickson.
Name?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm paying attention.
Who's Brad? Well, he's the guy that just shared the show. Bradley oh, that's Erickson. The song I thought you were asking me. Oh, I thought you were asking me
Bradley.
Who's Brad. No, okay.
Brad. I gave him Michael Jackson, for God's sake. I
mean, how much? Well, what do you want? You know?
Can I'll we do it again.
We can gotta, we afford that?
So, well, here we go again.
Now that you said that, now I realize what you were doing.
Yes.
At first, I was like, I did not get that at all.
I didn't either.
I get it now, too.
Next time, grab your crotch or something.
Yeah. You gotta be like the hee-hee at the end. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's his secret. He's always grabbing his crotch.
Maybe
that's Dan's Avenger power.
Over here paying attention, listening, sending gifts. I'm multitasking. I do a Michael Jackson song. I get all this great.
If you're trying to imitate Michael Jackson, yeah, you need a hee-hee. You need to grab your crotch. Maybe an open-mouth kiss with Emmanuel Lewis.
Okay.
Is that a thing that happened?
I don't know.
Oh.
But he palled around with Emmanuel Lewis
a lot.
He did,
and Macaulay Culkin as well.
And Corey Feldman.
Ugh.
Who just got arrested.
Yeah,
poor Corey. As long as he makes this show here next week.
I got to tell you.
He was late at the last one. He got canceled. I yelled at him.
It's creepy to see how many people like threw Harvey Weinstein's name out in like 2007 and 2008.
Yeah.
And I think Feldman's even went further back than that.
He did. It wasn't Weinstein, though.
Well,
he didn't say Weinstein
say him by name, but he definitely
called it out,
and he got pushed back.
Yep.
On that.
Yeah.
Well, because he, I think his,
he blanketed it as like Hollywood execs.
Well, and he also said that there's like a child sex ring.
Yep.
In Hollywood, and people were just like, pshaw,
right? Yeah.
And you're crazy, and like
he now, probably is a little bit, but
one, but now you look at it. And you say, like, because you hear all these rumors, and it's always been from people that are kind of crazy, and you're like, well, what if
they're not crazy?
What if all these Hollywood people are crazy because they've been getting raped for years?
Correct.
Right. You know, like, just like, no, that's totally... oh, Hollywood people are so loony, you can't put any stock. And then it's
right.
Like, oh, yeah, it's because they've been sexually assaulted for years, and then on top of that, no one believes them, and everybody's like, well, yeah, that's just how you get a gig.
It's also hard because this is coming from a guy who has a troupe of performers called Corey's Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a little,
lady,
you know.
His backing, his version of the Robert Palmer backup band.
Yeah.
What's okay, like? I'm going to see him next week. I'm excited. He better come here.
He may not.
I know. He better.
Well, he was late when I booked him.
Yeah.
He went the wrong way. I remember I was on the phone yelling at him.
Was Haim with him?
What's that?
Was Haim rolling with him then?
No, I think he was dead by then.
Oh,
but yeah,
it's been a while.
Has it?
Oh, it's been a while.
Because this was before.
He died at least 15 years
ago. Corey Haim? I thought he just died like five years ago.
He died a long time ago.
But yeah, he was supposed to show up and then like we're waiting and waiting. And there must have been tens of people in the club. And and then he finally calls and he's like, this is before Google Maps.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I went to get to some highway and I went left instead of right. And
it is a little confusing around that area.
Well, he wasn't even close to that area. And yeah, he was like, he's like, I'm like an hour and a half out. I should be there by like 11:30.
What?
And I'm like, it's a Wednesday, dude.
Oh.
7 days. 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
2010.
Okay.
So I'm like,
that's fair.
I'm like, this isn't L.A. You can't start your show at 11:30 on a Wednesday.
Right.
I'm like,
are you paying people to stand around and like work? Like, I mean, people that manage the lights or whatever.
I mean, that's it. It where
they're
that
union,
club?
Though.
No, this was I was at a rock club
at
the time. Yeah, and so I mean, a little bit, but not much. Not it.
That
wasn't the
that
major
wasn't the
concern.
Issue,
it was more just. I'm just like, yeah, they're not going to stick around. Like, even if you show up, like, you know, I'm like, no. Nah. Like, just keep on driving, buddy.
Yeah, go to the next door.
I'm like, keep on driving. That's
did
sucks.
You really?
Yeah,
so you like, just he just didn't ever come?
Yeah, well, and then we rescheduled it for like a month and a half later, and then I think there were literally like 12 people that showed up to see it. Like,
oh,
it was
wow.
Somewhere. I have a picture of me and Corey Feldman. I don't know where, but
you and
were you like
Donatello?
No,
was like, Donatello? Raphael?
He's wearing a feather boa.
That's like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is bad. So, well, I guess we should probably at some point have
we don't
to talk
have to.
About
we
the snowman.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Well, we
we're
killed
good.
20 minutes.
We killed,
so.
Yeah.
So, real spoilers. Of course we did. Like, we could do that easy.
Yeah, that's cake, man.
All right.
So,
is this based on a book?
Yes.
This is and this yeah. is
it's the, a very popular book.
It's a very popular series. This is the seventh book in the series.
Didn't they do
it's
this,
a great place to start.
Didn't they do this with the with the Liam Neeson movie
yeah,
too? What picked, was that, Walk Among the Tombstones?
Yes.
Where they started
yeah,
at like book
but
three?
Series that that's Bosch is also in the from the same universe. So
really?
Uh-huh.
As the Walk Among the Tombstones?
Yeah, he and the character
is
that,
it the same character?
No. Oh. But the character that Liam Neeson played is the same one I think Jeff Bridges played in was it A Million Ways to Die?
No, that was whatever. Seth MacFarlane.
No, that's 8 Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh yeah.
But it's a character that Jeff Bridges played.
Interesting.
Like 20 years ago in another movie.
So, okay. So this movie, they want to be the Girl with the Dragon, the Swedish version
Norwegian.
Of the... Because the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was Swedish, wasn't it?
No. Yeah,
that was Norwegian?
This was Norway.
And oh, yeah, Norway, right. But they want to be that
yeah.
so bad.
The only thing this movie accomplished was making me want to go to Norway.
It's beautiful.
It's,
yeah.
yeah.
It was,
I,
it was, they
I
had
took
some
it
killer
so, much
shots.
Sight, so many
yeah.
sights.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, that's really pretty.
I was like, well, Epcot, you know, you need to step it up.
Yeah. That big bridge that goes up and curves.
That
and
was
banks.
Awesome.
So I was like,
stunning.
I want to ride
let's,
on that
let's
bridge.
Do that.
Yeah. Oh, no. I have to sit through the rest of this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what's bad when you get excited anytime they cut to scenery?
Can like, we just stay on
ooh,
this for a while? Because
like,
this is
oh,
great.
Man. Instead of yeah. the snowman, can we just see snowman B-roll?
Yeah.
Maybe they should
ooh,
have actually.
Nice.
Maybe they should have actually filmed the script instead of all the scenic
That's
beams.
The thing, though. Is like, so the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, both, well, more the original version than the remake, but like. They go, like they do the same thing, right? Where they're bouncing from town to because mm-hmm. that's pretty centralized, and yeah. you can bounce like you can take a train from
right
point A to point B, and you're in different parts of the country. So this one tries to do that, and it's just it. Somebody who did I see that posted like this is the weirdest combination of Tommy Wiseau and Stieg Larsson I've ever seen. like it's the weirdest
that's
combination.
Jason
is
Weezy.
That who it was? I knew yeah. it was somebody from the show. Show share, sorry.
Yeah. Well, he said Tommy Wiseau and Stieg Larsson walk into a bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And have a drunken conversation. Yeah. So the movie opens with this this guy who is quizzing this boy, and every time the boy gets a question wrong, he smacks the bejesus out of his mother. So if this movie had stuck with the idea. That Fassbender was a drunken cop who was at one time really good at his job, trying to get back his former glory, chasing down a serial killer. That works. Like, I like that idea of that movie.
Right.
They don't do that. No. Like, well, I'm just going to get the Val Kilmer thing out of the way now.
Well, I mean, so apparently he has throat cancer.
Why do you cast him then?
Yeah.
If he can't do his line, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer at one point was voted the sexiest man alive in Hollywood. If
like, I think it's cool. Like,
why?
I mean, to
but
give,
it's like,
but I mean, like, the guy was a great actor, and he's obviously had some hard times and medical issues. Like, I think the cast him's cool, but if you're gonna dub his voice, why don't you dub it with a voice that maybe?
But why
sounds,
are you
is that what they
like,
were doing? They
yes,
dubbed his voice.
It was ADR. You could yeah. tell.
It wasn't even synced up.
It wasn't. No. So I'm not crazy.
No,
it
no,
wasn't
no.
synced up.
Not at all.
But I was like. Is that Val Kilmer?
So initially when I first saw him, I was like,
he says
that Val Kilmer was in the movie.
He's so bloated.
Well, I also
so
mean
he was bloated, but he picked up some weight.
Sure, but this is different.
Well, he actually
it is
different.
A guy.
Well, he's swollen.
Right.
Yeah. He's lost weight.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Last time we saw him. And that's what's weird looking. Like he's thinner, but more bloated.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He.
I mean.
Because he had picked up weight for.
He was bigger
MacGruber.
Yeah,
he was.
Oh,
He was bigger than that. But it's weird because it's like when you see him standing, like he's clearly lost weight,
right?
But his face looks.
He's got like he's got. There was a girl I went to grade school with that had some medical issues, and she had like a they called it moon face. If that's offensive, I don't mean it to be, but that's what it was. It's like her face was. Round like
yeah.
a moon.
Well, yeah, I told Kevin, I'm like, he didn't look like Val Kilmer. He looked like the protective casing of Val Kilmer would come in.
Like, the Mylar bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know,
was that him doing the voice?
No.
No, there's okay. no way.
Yeah, was that was... Like, so, like, I've seen enough Val Kilmer movies to know yeah. what he sounds like. So that's why I thought it wasn't him. I was like, okay, so we'll see him later. Like, we'll see Val
right.
Kilmer later in the movie. And then we see him again. I was like, oh, That
unless,
is Val Kilmer.
Unless the only thing I could think of was that because he had, like, maybe he had the, like, throat thing and he was being healed for cancer, maybe he went back in and did redub it, but
that
now, that's,
sound
the,
like
but
him
now
at all.
That's the most I know. Oh. But if you had cancer treatment,
but is that how he sounds?
Is that how he sounds now? He may have actually done his own.
I see what you're saying.
Did you ever see those Jack Klugman Dorito commercials? Oof. It was like that.
What's that?
Yeah, the Odd Couple.
Oh yeah.
So that's the guy that's not Felix. That's right. Oscar, and he had throat cancer.
Okay.
And
Quincy. Emmy.
Quincy.
Oh yeah.
And so Tony Randall, God bless him, was like they offered them a Dorito. I think it was Doritos, wasn't it?
No, it was. Oh God, it was that. It wasn't. It wasn't Doritos. It was Anheuser-Busch's snack brand. When AB had a snack brand. No. It was Eagle Snacks.
They had their own snacks?
Eagle Snacks.
Like beer nuts or something?
Like that wasn't a company that they bought?
Was it Eagle Snacks?
I don't know.
Tony Randall was Eagle Snacks.
Well, buddy, we better get into this movie. We got 35 minutes.
But, it's not going to take me long. Don't worry.
So like they did this commercial for chips together.
Okay.
Some sort of snack. And they Jack Klugman couldn't speak very well because he had had throat cancer.
Right.
And so it was Tony Randall's idea because Tony Randall actually was a director. He directed a lot of episodic television and on top of his acting career. And so I believe he directed the spots or maybe he was just his idea. But so the joke was that they're the Odd Couple and they're living together and the house is messy. What was it for? Oh, it was Eagle Snacks. Okay. I don't even remember that. So,
long story, I'll explain what they are.
Yeah, and so the way they got around the fact that he couldn't talk is his mouth was always full of chips. And so
that's pretty slick.
He was a boxer and he had a mouthpiece.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like that was kind of the. And then I know that they did do an Odd Couple reunion movie a few years later, and he had his voice back. It was still very rough, but enough to where they could pull off.
So that happened to. Brian Pillman, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Like he had like polyps on his vocal cords. So they had to go in and take them off. And like one of his signatures was his voice. Like his voice was so raspy and he just had this very distinct voice. But that's the same deal. It's like he had to cut promos and you're just like, this guy, he sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like he drank Jack Daniels and smoked three packs of cigarettes before he came.
Yeah.
And he may have.
How Jack Klugman sounded. And, I think if memory serves, the plot of that reunion movie, because the Odd Couple ends with Tony with Felix getting back together with his wife and moving out of the apartment that they shared, right?
That's a good way to end it.
And that I think the way the reunion movie worked is that Jack Klugman's Oscar got sick, and Felix moved back in with him,
okay,
to help. And then
did they remake that? As a feature length movie with
multiple times,
but with Matthau and Lemon.
Well, so that's where it came from. So it was a stage play,
right?
And then Matthau and Lemon did The Odd Couple in like 69 or 70, and then that was a hit. And they made it into a TV show,
right?
And then there was a black version of The Odd Couple called The New Odd Couple with
female version
with Ron Glass, from who played Harris on Barney Miller, and then the guy from Sanford.
Can I tell you, he was one of my favorite characters on Barney Miller.
Oh, he was the best.
I loved him. He was
great. And that was during the writer's strike. Right. So they were actually recycling old Odd Couple scripts. That's how they were getting around the Odd Couple, the strike, is they would just pull old scripts and just have and do it. And then there was a female version?
I don't know if there was a film.
I know there's a stage version that's all for women's for girl schools to do.
Okay.
And then there was then Lemon and Matthau, when Grumpy Old Men got big, there was a sequel called Odd Couple 2.
Yep,
I think it's the record for the most amount of time between original and sequel.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then there's a TV version with Matthew Perry. I don't know if it's still on or not, but they did that like last year, 2 years ago.
Interesting.
So it's a property that's been around for
a
while. So the opening scene of this movie.
Yeah.
So Val Kilmer's part of a flashback of this movie.
Yeah.
Which is like 9 years before.
Who's working, it's kind of like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, where he's working the same case.
Sort of.
Like a case that is running.
It?
I think so.
Different.
It's a case that involves the same people that Fassbender is working.
But those are like dismemberment. It's a serial killer.
It's one person,
but handled completely differently than what this.
other cases.
Yeah, they don't make anything clear. Like, how is this the same person?
Like,
or what
same
is the
killer?
Yeah, it's so weird.
So the suspect in the Kilmer case is also the suspect in the Fassbender case. But
a suspect?
Yeah.
Is he a suspect?
Yeah.
Who's the suspect?
J.K. Simmons.
He's the suspect?
Yes. Because
I never could figure out why he was in the movie. So, because like they clearly try to make him out to be like a creepy jerk, but like, am I really? He's like the prime minister of the country or something, right?
Yes. Could they not get the rights to the Olympics?
Sir Red Herring.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Could they not get? Is there a Winter World Cup? Is that a thing?
Oh, you're asking me a sports.
I honestly,
I mean, like, I know there's a World Cup, but I've never heard of a Winter World Cup.
Yeah,
that makes me think that they were like, let's do the Olympics, and the Olympics are like, no,
yeah, well, like, no, they wouldn't have done the Olympics. Yeah,
yeah,
no, and they can't call the Winter Games either.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, they had to come up with like Winter World Cup. That's popular. We'll do that.
It's in a different country. It could be in Norway. I don't know.
So,
but they're like awarding it to a city.
Yeah,
so
right.
Like,
and they've got those stupid blue like pins. Light up. I was like, are you on Star Trek right now?
Yeah,
like, are those the precursors for the communicators? No, they're just there. Okay. So yeah. So the guy drive the abusive guy has sex with the mom. Also. Why are there so many windows and walls
in
these houses?
There's a lot of windows in Norway.
In walls.
Yeah. In
like,
weird places.
I get like windows on the outside of your house.
Yeah.
But a window.
Between walls.
Like this kid,
windows that go from room to room.
Yeah.
Right.
Like this kid looks into a window and watches his mom basically be raped. And he's just like.
I think it's to allow the light to pass through.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they not have electricity?
Well, they do.
Okay. But all right, whatever.
There's so little
light.
Light Norway. You want to?
I guess that makes sense.
Want to glob on every?
But it's that's why it's so high.
But not
so you're
high
not gonna
enough.
Be a creeper.
Yeah, not less kid. It's like, nah, it's cool. I'll watch it.
They're called convenience windows, Joe.
yeah, it's not really a convenience
for the story.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. That makes more sense. So the kid sees
glory
this
window.
A glory window. Yeah.
yeah, two in one episode.
Oh my god!
So he like the guy leaves and the mom goes after him and then the mom spins out on this
frozen
lake.
The physics of this made
completely impossible, right? So the car starts to go into the water. The kid is right by the edge of the car,
standing next to the
window. And I'm just like,
window.
You know, ice doesn't just break in one chunk,
right?
And like, then it starts to splinter and break.
Oh,
all
in this
over.
Movie, it's all convenient.
And then you see the car start to tip up, and like it's filling up with water, while she's looking at the kid eye to eye, and I'm like, is this car watertight? Like the water should be coming out of the car. Like, but then how would the water have ever gotten into the car?
Nope, no
like,
reason.
I'm like, her car, she is above the water
yeah,
line.
Like the hood of the car is up above the water line.
Right.
But somehow the water is filling up to like to her head.
Right.
Yeah. The physics are impossible.
Right there. I was like, this does not bode well.
No.
For I was like, oh no.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
This is the first scene.
Yeah. We're in a lot of trouble.
And this is a character fake because they want us to think that this is
Fassbender. Right.
So I missed this. I guess my theater didn't play previews. So I came like 10 minutes later because there's 15 minutes to 20 minutes of previews. And I came when Fassbender is just starting his new job. Or you have to explain that to me. Whatever. He comes to the office.
He's not starting his new job.
So I missed
he's
that.
Like, he's
starting his job that he is a mini leave of absence.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
He's a drunk is basically what
it
is.
And that scene makes no sense when Fassbender's talking to his boss. Because like, there's so many there's conflicting dialogue within scenes. Like because Fassbender's character says... The boss is like, you need to get back to work. And Fassbender's like, yeah. He's like,
I need a case.
Yeah, I need a case. Just give me a case and I'll be good. Well, you know, it's Norway. We don't have a lot of murders. Then what the hell are we talking about?
I gotta tell you, though.
You guys have an awful past.
I would like to get back to work. Well, there's nothing to do.
That,
but
given
get back
my
to
past
work.
Like dealings with sergeants and lieutenants. That's not too far off. Where he's just like, I'm like, yeah, give me something. Well, we don't have anything.
See, I thought he was just... I just thought he was starting a new job because of that line, because I thought he just got transferred there and there weren't a lot of murders.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I guess he's starting a new job because that's right where I walked
no,
in.
No, like he's supposed to be this
legendary.
Oh, he's one of the legends that
they
teach in school.
They say, like Rebecca Ferguson, who I adore. Like, I think she's great. Yeah. I loved her in the Mission Impossible one. I thought she was fantastic in that. We just saw her in something else.
Yeah.
No, but
The Snowman.
No, not The Snowman. But she has, like, a weird character arc where... All right, we're just going to do it. So Val Kilmer is working this case. He gets a little bit too close, and he ends up blowing his fit. Well, he ends up, they end up finding him with his literally half of his face gone.
Oh, he was called, suicidal.
I called this connection like third into it, when she's carrying around the files and all this, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I wonder if they're related.
So it turns out that this is that Val Kilmer was Rebecca Ferguson's dad.
Dun, 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 dun.
And she has a hard-on for J.K. Simmons because she believes he's the reason her dad is dead.
Because they, in the flashbacks, they show Val Kilmer doing an investigation with the partner of J.K. Simmons, because it was like J.K. Simmons was having an affair with his wife.
Right.
And so he's the prime suspect, basically, in Val Kilmer's eyes. Like, not prime, but, you know, he's going after him.
Right.
And then he mysteriously dies. So that's where she gets that connection.
It's, yeah. So that happens. Then they've got this weird, like, mobile CSI unit that they are adamant that they're going to tell us everything about this weird unit in as much dialogue and cutscenes as they can, where she's just like, no, you can upload this stuff to the main server.
Are you talking about the weird laptop?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Like, it's only
like the tablet that you can film the interviews
with. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it has all the information on it. And it was like, well,
and
that's
it's portable, too.
Yeah, you can take it wherever
you
want.
You can put it in a giant bag. I know, it's like, I'm like, yes, congratulations, you've invented the iPad.
The iPad.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's way smaller.
Right.
You know?
I know, this thing was so big and awkward.
It looked like the VCR that Tom used to carry around when he was a kid.
I was thinking about how amazing this thing was or whatever. I'm like, okay, there's super thin laptops that have cameras.
Yep.
I'm like, what is this
thing?
There
are tablets. There are tablets that are like the size of Tom's computer screen.
Like a Surface Pro.
No, there's anything. Yeah, I'm like, what is
this? Use your goddamn phone.
Yep, you could do anything.
Like, this isn't like, oh, it uploads to the internet. Or it uploads. They didn't even say that. They were like, it uploads
to the main server.
To the main
every 12
server.
Hours.
I'm like, yes, that's. And then I was like, it backs up every 12 hours. That's it?
Right.
Like,
that's. Should be backing up every 12 minutes.
Yeah, like, this is like.
Your, all even your microphone's like, I don't like this movie.
All your important evidence at every 12 hours?
Oh, guess what? Plot twist. They lose all their evidence.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing that's going to happen. So, shockingly enough. So, Fassbender comes back to the office. The captain's just like, you got to get back out there. He's like, okay, give me a case. No. Yeah. And then we go from. So
then doesn't he go look in a window and then passes out drunk under the window or something? What was that?
He's a drunk.
See, I didn't realize he was a drunk at that point. Yeah. And then I'm like, is that him? Because I couldn't really tell it was him. Like, what is happening?
So can we talk about how Fassbender needs to get his ass in gear? Like, he needs to not do another god awful movie or he might be in a little bit of trouble. Like, Assassin's Creed was terrible.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I mean, X-Men.
He's great in those X-Men movies.
No, he's not.
That last one was
a dog.
He's, well, I don't know about that, but.
He was good in First Class, and he was good in Days of Future Past.
Is it his fault or the movie's fault?
It doesn't. I mean, doesn't he's a.
There's a lot of movies where we say the actor's not the problem. I don't remember a performance Fassbender's given where it's been like, wow, he's awful in that. I mean.
Yeah, but if you make it, if your movies are dogs and you're the main star of the movie, whether it's your fault or not, like, that's going to come back
on you.
At some
point, that's going to...
Yeah.
You don't get away with that.
Oh, no, I'm saying I think he's a great actor. I'm like,
I don't
disagree. I think he elevates the bad movies he's in, but, like, this obviously is not...
No.
This is beyond...
Did he elevate Assassin's Creed? You're the only one at this table that saw it.
No, I mean, the movie's awful. I would say if it wasn't him, it probably would be even way more terrible. But, I mean, he couldn't save it again.
Right.
But that's not his fault. He was good in it for what he can do.
I'm just saying.
That was a movie problem.
Yeah,
you know?
He needs to maybe be a little more selective. And you know
maybe
what?
Maybe go back to the art house.
That's where he started.
Go back to the art
house. Yeah, that could be a good idea.
He's not working in these big action tentpole.
Let him be Lex Luthor's dad. Let him be the real Lex Luthor. Yeah.
He's an actor that needs smaller.
I would agree. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I like him in the Alien movies. He was good in those.
Okay.
He's my favorite part of those movies. I think he really elevates.
Noomi Rapace was my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah.
I think David, that's my favorite character of those Prometheus movies. I think he's so good. He's such a good actor, and that's why I agree with you. He needs to do good films because
he has been nominated
for
Best Actor?
I don't think so.
12 Years a Slave?
Best maybe supporting
actor?
In that,
would,
yeah.
He, I mean, he would have had to have been a
supporting actor.
Supporting.
Yeah, supporting.
Okay. So he wakes, he's drunk.
Yeah, it's either Chiwetel or Michael Fassbender's character.
That is the sort of BS Hollywood would pull, though. 12 Years a Slave, we're going to nominate for Best Actor, the slave owner.
Yeah.
Jesus. So yeah, so,
so let's get to the first murder in this movie.
So
it's like this woman who's at work, right?
Talking to her kid,
and then she comes home, and then the husband storms out.
Yeah, the husband who I think plays Jarvis in Agent Carter, like the Agent Carter TV show.
Right,
I'm pretty sure he plays the original Jarvis, which is wherever he's a good actor. Like I like him too,
but then he storms out, and then a snowman kills her.
Oh, husband red herring.
Yeah,
what?
As opposed to Dr. Red Herring and J.K. Red Herring.
Yeah, right. So Rebecca Ferguson, she's like, oh, I got this thing I got to go do. Like they. I guess they're partners.
He's like her boss, though.
I don't think this is so.
Yeah, totally. Because he tells her, like, he gives her orders. Give me your like.
I felt like
was
his man's
husband. That's how husbands work.
Fassbender is like Rebecca Ferguson's boss. I took it because he was like taking things away from her.
I took it as he was mansplaining. Like, it was her case. She got dealt the case, and he was like...
He was trying to horn his way into her case.
And he wanted a case to work. Yeah.
She even says, this is my case.
My case.
Yeah,
like,
I'll
I think he's a senior officer, though.
I think he is a senior officer.
She was in school learning about him as a legend. I think he's her superior.
Yeah, but it's still not his case to handle.
Right,
though.
It's her case.
Right.
And he just kind of horns his way on the case and takes over.
Yeah.
So they go and interview the husband. He interviews the little girl. Which I liked this scene, like between them.
Good,
like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, here's Fassbender.
Well,
like, this is.
It does. What I liked about the scene is that he isn't necessarily interviewing. It's just that
just
he
talking.
Can't not be an investigator.
Right, right.
And he sort of naturally falls. You know, at first he's just having a conversation with the girl. And then
it
was one of those moments where I was like, oh, here's where the movie. This
could
is what
be.
The movie could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of him
and
is
it was a very small moment.
Yes.
Cop and a half.
Yeah.
It could have been Cop and a half.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Either one of those. Aspire for more.
You know what I thought was weird is in the next scene, like they rule out the husband because they were like, well, he had an alibi. He was 100 miles away. And I'm like, but you don't have a time of death.
Nope. Yeah. You can't have a time of death because it's so cold.
Right. And so
you can also collude with other people.
So literally... Literally the last person to see her alive, ruling out
the daughter.
The daughter, right? So, you know, the she's six,
right?
So literally the last person to see her alive because he drove 100 miles from the crime scene, you've eliminated him. And I was just like, but that's not how...
And
I've seen enough Dateline NBCs to know.
He was also there.
Yeah.
Like, he was there.
He was there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He like, leaves the what will become the crime scene.
Right,
yes.
And minutes later, she gets killed.
I'm leaving to go 100 miles away, so I'll be gone.
Yeah.
So
come looking for me.
And I mean,
like,
I didn't...
Way far.
I didn't think that he did it, but I was like, as an investigator, you can't rule him out based on that.
No, you cannot.
It doesn't make any sense.
Can we talk about how Norway... you can file a missing person report after about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, no,
somebody walked out the door. Like, if I left right now,
yeah,
you know, to go poop.
Like, if I get up to go pee,
yeah,
which is gonna happen.
You guys, if we were in Norway, you'd be like, uh-oh.
Where'd Dan go?
They got him.
Oh, no.
Like,
file a report.
I mean, it's cold.
In the United States, they're like, no, they got to be gone for a week.
No. This is like literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh. We got a missing person. It's like, holy crap.
Put all the Top Guns. Put them on it right now.
Yeah.
So the second murder is they go to see
Chloe Savini,
who plays two characters in
this
movie.
This was so stupid. Like, first of all, you got Chloe Savini, then you kill her off, but then you had to have her play a twin just to give some exposition. Like,
right.
It was dumb.
Money's worth of heavy
Chloe Savini
come
in the
to
movie.
Norway. It's like, well, maybe we should give her two roles.
So they start to put this pattern together where this guy is killing women who aren't responsible parents. Or our parents, but they have like awful. I don't know. Like they're trying to make it so like, yeah.
Only the killer
knows.
Understood his motives.
Yeah, because
I don't
think he knew.
I'm like, why are you not killing the like deadbeat dads?
Yeah,
like,
I feel
like
those are the guys you want to kill. Like when we figure out who the killer is, it's just like, well, why are you killing the mom?
It still doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
And I don't really. I'm still kind of like, is that thing a real thing? His killing tool.
I don't know, because I feel like they did have something similar in The Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, but this
I feel
like
I saw something like that in some movie.
I know, but I was like, all
right. Well, this director directed Let the Right One In, and there was some weird technology stuff in that,
right.
too.
That makes sense. Now that you've said that,
it's up
the look of that movie makes sense.
I think
didn't he do the American version, too?
No. I think someone else did the American one. Maybe he did. Maybe it was the same. I'll look it up while you continue.
Yeah. So he kills. He cuts off Chloe Savini's head,
and she's like, "It was cool, though. It was a cool murder weapon." Yeah. Like, I mean,
fine, and she's like killing chickens or something.
What a
And then there's like a baby doll covered in blood, like a Beatles album cover.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and like it, they show, and like it was nice to
it was
see.
Creepy.
It was nice to see the baby from American Sniper getting work again. That was nice.
At first, I'm like, is that the baby? She like just,
I thought that too. I was like, really, oh my god, did she abort the baby?
That's why they took the arm off of it. Yeah. Because, I'm like, that could.
Yeah,
when I saw that,
make
I was
sure
pretty,
people understood that this was a doll.
I don't,
very,
I don't think,
very
I,
anatomically
I also,
correct.
It was.
I don't think you can abort a baby when it's that old.
Well, like, who knows? What
I don't
doing.
Think that's okay.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
but, it varies from the laws. Vary from state to state. Yeah, I believe in Kansas anyway. It used to be all the way up until birth you could do it. That's,
no,
that's why. That's why Operation Life or whatever they would always focus on Kansas because that like there's no federal laws about abortion and so most states have a first trimester,
right?
You know,
right.
That's kind of the.
That's the rule of thumb.
That's the rule of thumb. But I believe it, and I don't know if it's still this way or not, but Kansas was not. Like, Kansas, you could go all the way till, like, up till its crowning, basically. And there was
why
like,
would you wait that long?
I don't know. And there was, and so they would always, so the pro-life groups would focus on Kansas because those were the most egregious abortion examples.
Yes.
You know, would, you know. When the woman has to walk in wearing shirts that say baby with an arrow pointing down to get her abortion, that might be a
bit
much.
Bad news bears.
Yeah.
You know who directed Let Me In?
No.
Matt Reeves.
Really?
Yeah.
That might have been one of his first flicks.
Oh, no. Maybe he wrote it. I'm sorry. He might have been right. I didn't know he was involved with that at all, though.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So they kill her.
So they kill her, but then he has to elaborately place her head somewhere almost impossible to find and certainly creepy.
This made no sense. Like, how would anybody possibly get down there?
The only way Fassbender figures it out is because he sees the footprints. He's like, hey, where do these footprints go?
But it was only, okay, so we got the 5-minute window of her going missing.
Yep.
Because her sister
calls, so,
right?
Yeah, so they go to interview her. And they don't get any of the information so their idea is like, that they're following this doctor, that they think this doctor is the...
Dr. Red Herring.
Yeah. So they talk to this, I don't know how they get back to her, but they do. They're just like, did you know this doctor? And she was like, nope.
Because he had reported her missing, so they went to check on her.
The doctor reported her missing?
I think that's what it was.
And okay.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, my husband's a jerk or whatever.
Right.
So, and then they leave... And in the time they leave,
somebody else calls.
Somebody else calls her and missing again.
There's your 5 minutes.
And then 5 minutes. And then they were like, "We were
turn
just,
around."
They were like, "We were just there. Everything's fine."
Right.
But so the killer has basically said, "Come on back, because I killed her."
Right.
But apparently, only gave himself like a 5-minute window.
Yeah.
To take her head. Well, take her head off.
Run it down into like this
silo, into some mill or something. Build a snowman.
Yep.
Put it on top of the snowman.
Yep.
Run back out.
Yep.
And get away before the cops
out.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Norway's it was very efficient.
The time made no sense because
Norway's very efficient.
Yes.
It seemed like it was like 5 minutes later, but then when they got there, it seemed like a lot more time had passed. So it made
so
no
like
sense.
Well, that's the thing is like this. So they're driving away in the sunlight, and then they're they're pulling back up to the house at nighttime.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
just
what
like,
I mean. Like it was like 5 minutes away. Like we just left there, but then they come back and it's a totally different time of day.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like,
There was a couple times that happened. I feel like maybe that was watching something else, but I feel like it was daytime in one scene, and then all of a sudden it was nighttime in another.
So in the next scene, Fassbender's talking to his boss again,
right? At this huge gala event,
because homicide detectives are invited to galas frequently.
If I've seen enough detective movies, they're always invited.
Yeah, I had no idea why he was at this thing,
and so
it was a plot device.
The boss says, have there been any more homicides or just missing persons? And Fassbender says, there's just been missing persons. And I'm like, bitch, you were holding a severed head in the last scene. Like, what? And
they took a head and put it into a biohazard box.
Right.
Yeah.
You just had a severed head in your hands. And you're saying, no, there's just been missing. And he's not like lying to hide something.
No.
It's not like it's just. And then, but then later in the same scene, they start talking about this woman who just got killed.
Well, also, like, he goes, I need a team.
This is the head. So to speak, this is the head of the homicide department asking him.
Right.
Right.
Like, by the way, my team of people. Has there been anything else?
Nah.
It's like, you kind of should know.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't he know? Like, why is he asking Fassbender? In a country that is known for its low murder rate,
yeah.
Why is he asking, hey, has there been any murders?
You got anything else going on over there?
I've been at the gala.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I got to get the Winter World Cup here.
Let's get to the weird boob photo here at the gala behind the scenes.
So the creepy doctor brings this woman who I thought was going to be a bigger character because you see her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then
we'll get there.
The reaction, the interaction between her and Rebecca Ferguson, yeah, where I was just like, are they sisters? Yeah. I don't know.
We'll get to that. But what the hell is this doctor doing and what is going on?
So,
here?
I mean, they kind of say he's J.K. Simmons' pimp.
Right.
And I guess J.K. Simmons has a type that he likes. So he brings this woman to J.K. Simmons in the middle
of
this.
So he couldn't wait. That's why I said you're
public.
Okay.
Yeah. Event.
Yeah. Right, right. So
possible.
I get it. So he was just showing her that.
You know how you like little girls?
Yeah.
I brought one.
Well, she was a little girl.
Here's a boob.
But you know what I mean.
I hear you. Okay. I just feel like we should make that designation
now.
Like,
he makes it to there.
Yes. Yeah. And he gets her all, like, dressed up and like, puts her in front of him and, like, pulls her boobs out in front of J.K. Simmons. And he was like, you're an asshole.
Click.
Yeah, all right, get out of here.
Creepy photo guy.
But so this entire time, Rebecca Ferguson is there. Like, she sees all this going down, which only leads her to believe even more so that J.K. Simmons is a bad dude. And I got to tell you, he's a creep. I don't think he's a bad dude.
But here's something.
Like, he's not doing anything.
I was assuming Rebecca Ferguson was a younger, like, when she was younger, was also paraded.
That's what I thought.
Because she looks like the other
women.
She
looks very similar to these other women.
And she's upset, and it's not just the whole dad thing.
Right.
I mean, I was assuming it was like...
Which makes me think there's more to this. Like, maybe she was, and they were just like, nah.
Skip that part.
Yeah, take that out. We don't need that part.
Because I'm like, her reaction to me made me think, oh, she's lived through this.
Yes.
Right.
I thought the same thing.
She's one of his cast off.
And they never mentioned that again.
Ingenues.
Ooh, good word. I guess it's words.
Or victims.
Yeah. So
or if you want to go
well, a plural word is still a word. It's not.
Well, it's there. I think there's. That doesn't matter. Yeah. So Fassbender is now like he interviews the guy who was working with Kilmer. He goes to this town. He was just like, oh, yeah.
Toby Jones.
Yeah.
He's great.
Was that Toby? No, not him. The guy who hired Val Kilmer.
Oh, you mean at the factory?
Yeah, at the factory.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
okay.
Toby Jones was like Kilmer's sergeant, basically.
I liked his Capote better than I liked.
Oh, you've said that before, yeah.
Interesting.
Toby Jones is great. Anytime he pops up in a movie, I'm like, he's so good.
I almost called him,
but because of his, you know,
stature.
Well, his stature and also his just sort of like unique build.
Yeah.
He's only got so many roles.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, he's casting, you know, creepy guy, nebbish, you know,
guy inside a body with just his face.
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
But he does it well.
Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what that guy's name was.
You know, he is definitely typecast.
Yeah.
Like, he's character actor who's good, and a lot of
characters
are good,
right?
Because that's why they use him so much. But he's definitely, like, just a hair removed from being, like, you know, the character.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Rebecca Ferguson puts herself in a situation where she gets close to J.K. Simmons and kind of says, I love your work. Like, she's going undercover, unbeknownst to anybody. I love your work. She gets, you know, J.K. Simmons gets to give her a room key. She goes to the room. She sets
up. Well, we skipped over the whole.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I know, but I have questions about this, though. So she goes to Dr. Red Herring's house, and she sees the girl from the boob pic in the window.
Right. And they kind of have this weird interaction with each other, where they look at each other through the window.
But do we never see her again?
Nope, because they kill her. They kill her, and they kill the doctor.
In between Singer and the window.
Yes.
And her going in the house like minutes later or whatever.
No, she goes in the house.
Yeah.
Who kills her?
The killer.
The killer?
Yes.
Do we?
By virtue of definition.
This is the scene where like she goes into
the... Is this from the book that you know?
No, I don't know. No. Oh. Like she goes into the garage and the doctor's blown his brains out.
But I never know. But how do we know?
Yeah.
But do we know
the girl?
That girl is dead.
Oh, I don't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, I don't know that the girl
is
dead. I actually honestly don't know if Rebecca Ferguson's dead, by the way. I was just like...
No, she's dead.
Well, is she?
Yeah. I mean, she's in the car in the middle of the snow without a finger. And she's not moving.
You could lose a finger.
Yeah, probably.
I kind of took
it
as like...
I feel like once you're in the... I guess that to me, they say that it's so cold there
Okay.
They didn't make it clear. I think they she's dead too, but fair. They didn't make it clear.
Like, guess what? It doesn't matter because we ain't getting a sequel.
No,
so she's dead.
I just was like, I don't know that she's dead, though.
But Fassbender didn't do anything to revive her. I'll tell you that. He was like, nah, she's fine.
But so Dr. Red Herring has blown his head off in the exact same way. The killer has recreated the death of her dad,
right.
Which obviously messes with her. They find dead bodies in a freezer in the house.
Yeah.
Whose dead bodies were those supposed to be?
All of the other, I don't know.
I just don't understand what's going on here. So was Dr. Red Herring pimping and murdering? Did the killer murder and plant those?
He was pimping, and then they were trying to pin the murder on him.
The pimping is the day job.
Yes.
I think the doctor is the day job.
Yeah.
But the bodies were planted there.
Agree to disagree.
That's fair.
They were planted there.
Planted, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know why.
Nobody knows.
I'm still... There's that other murder.
There's all kinds of murders in this movie. And they're not solving any of them.
So we know that there's been two
like Louis,
of those
right.
jigsaw style murders.
There's one.
There's two, wasn't there? Because we saw two different.
It's the same woman.
We saw that. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know what?
That's the
all
thing.
All these Norwegians look alike.
This is already like starting to really tap
we're
into
creepy.
Our
so what's,
personal.
What's yeah, the point of much. The? What was the point of cutting the girl into different pieces? Like I think well, Tom
I feel like
girl,
that was just
the killer
throw
doesn't
off.
Do that.
He was
other...
a big Papa Roach fan.
cut his last resort.
He cut her life into pieces, Kevin.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So
now go to the hotel. Okay.
Okay. So we're at the hotel, and she undercover cops her way into his room. She's there. It's supposed to be super creepy, and it's not. Like, she's getting herself into a mindset where she's like, I'm just going to kill this guy, and we'll call it. She thinks she's going to get him to confess, so she sets up her giant laptop, her giant top-loading.
I was like, are you really hiding that?
Let me just put this on the shelf.
I'm like,
her
not
giant
even...
top-loader VCR goes onto the shelf.
It was so stupid.
And in the process, she is drugged. Your killer cuts her finger off and accesses the laptop. And
that was a good move. I liked how he cut the finger off to use the laptop.
Well, why cut her finger off? Why not just say she's already passed out? Just put her hand on it.
I thought it was. I
feel like that's more work than you need.
Which is why it made me wonder if she wasn't dead because they went through all that
there was
setup to make it look like he was killing her.
Yeah,
and then he just took her finger.
Right. That maybe. I think she's dead. I feel like her eyes were open in that car.
Were they?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't think they were.
I thought they were.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't.
So, like, he deletes. So, she's got, like, she's figured most of this out, except for who he is. So, he deletes. That's pretty much what that is, though, right? Like, she's figured out all the connections.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and she has it all, she hasn't figured out who the killer is yet.
Yeah.
And he deletes it all.
Yeah.
Like everything that's on the laptop that has not been uploaded to the servers.
The last thing was just the interview with the husband was the last.
Yes.
And the little girl from the
beginning. No, because they have that.
Yeah.
I feel like they have. Like,
I thought that's what they didn't delete, the last clip. That's why Fassbender
goes
back.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that was everything up. It deleted everything back until the first interview with the husband. She had apparently gone back and interviewed him after Fassbender did, and the stories didn't line up when Fassbender talked to the husband.
So there are two. There's a video of, so they interview the initial interview with Chloe Savini. She says, "I don't know him." The interview with the sister says she had an abortion.
This is two different people.
I know, but I'm saying they're gearing up towards getting to this doctor.
Okay,
and the doctor kills himself. So then they go back. The interview with the husband of the initial murder says, I don't know. We didn't see him. And, of course, he can sync that up perfectly where he's just like, let's just play that over and over and over. And, like, you heard it twice.
For Fassbender to figure something out.
They played it so many times. I'm like, what are we listening for?
Instead of him saying her,
I know. I got it.
But
I was listening so intently. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I hear those four words you're saying. Like, what is? Why are we playing
they make
this?
It that reveal like it's quite a eureka.
Right, exactly. I'm like.
So they say, like, the guy says, we went to the doctor. I'm infertile. It turns out that child's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then that, I guess, somehow. We talked to a geneticist. And then Fassbender's like, I know a geneticist, a random one that's dating my ex-wife.
Yeah. Who was a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
But now he's the geneticist. So, I don't know that you could career shift
this
that
entire,
way, but fine.
Because this entire time, there's this boy, I don't think they were married, but
no,
no, his baby mama's boyfriend.
His baby mama's boyfriend, basically. And he's been super chill. Like,
well, the kids that he's hanging with, that's not his kid.
No. So I think that it is his kid.
That's Fassbender's kid.
Well, she says, they say flat out that it's not.
She says that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They say that they don't know, he doesn't know who the dad is.
This,
and,
yeah. And this is like,
I mean, I think they were trying to hint that, like, maybe he was, but right, but it's, he's hanging out as a father figure.
Yeah. But all of that, like, set up in the beginning of the movie is so choppy. It's like,
right.
Wow. They yeah. Just,
I took it as Fassbender's really the dad.
I took that as well. But who the F knows?
Yeah.
So I also will say, why are these people still sticking up for him? So, like, the captain's like, yeah, we'll just say, you know, we'll back you up on that one. Then the boyfriend is like, did you go on that camping trip with the kid you promised to go on the camping trip with? And he was like, no. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'll call him and say I missed the message. I can't figure out why everybody keeps backing him out.
Because, you know, he needs.
But, oh, right. Yeah, that makes. So, yeah. It turns out the mom's boyfriend is the killer.
Because dun-dun-dun.
Which
dun,
is
dun,
so dun. Stupid. Okay, someone has to explain
right?
me.
So
what
the
is
end
the
of
the,
I don't think it can be
the
explained.
End of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, right?
Spoilers, it's Henrik Wenger's son is the killer. It's
the guy that puts the whole investigation on.
No. It's
Papa Skarsgård.
Yeah, it's Papa Skarsgård.
Or
Selvig,
Plumber,
Eric,
right?
Eric Selvig.
Yeah.
Isn't that Plummer in the new one? Isn't it Christopher Plummer?
No, Christopher Plummer is the head, the guy of the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Skarsgård is the son.
Yeah.
Or the nephew.
Yeah, it's the nephew.
Christopher Plummer.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But, like, that's the thing. Is like, it's all, like, that is a masterfully done detective story.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Even just the story itself.
Yeah,
just
great.
Like, red herrings left and right.
I like the first movie. I like the remake. I think it's
I like
a great
the other
story.
Two movies. Like, the other two movies
the
are...
The Swedish ones are good.
...are completely different. They're not detective stories after that. They're just crazy. So, yeah. So then they get,
but this thing...
They kidnap Oleg, who is the boy, and the mom. Fassbender has to go to the house that we saw in the beginning of the movie.
That we thought he grew up in.
That we thought was Fassbender. Turns out it's this kid.
Yeah.
The reason he went after... what's his name? Val Kilmer. Is because he was this world-class detective, and the guy who raped and murdered, basically murdered his mother, was also a top cop. Like, that's his motivation.
But he only kills women that are floozies or whatever. Yeah, so why is he killing Val Kilmer?
I don't know. And, so, like, he goes after Fassbender because he's got all of the signs of this, you know, he's not a good father, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't go after Fassbender.
He targets Fassbender by getting with the mom and getting with the kid.
But he's got the noose around the mom.
Yes.
He's targeting the mom because she has a kid.
He's like, I want you. This is all about you.
So, okay, am I wrong in thinking that these two are half-brothers?
Maybe.
I thought they were half-brothers.
Really?
I thought the cop.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Who was this guy's dad.
Yeah.
You know, is
also... You think
also,
that's Fassbender's dad?
Yes.
I
don't... Which is why he has so much, like...
Because he has the same
has so
name.
And he has so much steam and so much, you know, power at the... You know, it's because of the respect for his father. I was like, well, the reason why he's getting away with so much of this stuff is because his dad was
high-ranking. You're saying Fassbender's dad was Val Kilmer.
No.
Fassbender's
dad
was
the guy smacking.
Oh, they had the same last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I'm like, these two are half-brothers.
Which they don't like. To
this
me,
movie's
that's
just
the reveal.
This is the problem.
That's what I thought the reveal was.
This is the problem.
So these guys are actually half-brothers.
Right.
And this guy, but that would also explain away a lot of like why Fassbender was able to get away with so much.
Well, maybe because
his old man,
was a legendary, you know, which is that's where I went.
And I was also wondering why the killer was so resourceful. Why? How is this killer able to jump around from place to place and do all this stuff? Like, I just didn't make any sense that was the killer. Yeah. Like this guy.
Did you see the SNL skit where they say that Pete Davidson is like the he's the chosen one in this world. And he's like, whatever.
Okay.
That's how I felt at this movie. All right.
Okay.
So Fassbender kills his half-brother.
throws him in the same water.
And what was this? So they're walking on the ice, which obviously is never a good sign. But they're walking.
If Batman
on the ice,
Begins has taught me anything.
but the killer just walks towards him and falls in a perfect circle of ice.
Like, I've never if they cut the yes,
I was
the
so
perfect,
mad at this.
The perfectly cut like ice fishing circle. Yeah, circle.
Like again, if you're ice fishing, you cut a circle out. This guy, this is what I was talking. I said to Tom, that was the dumbest ending I've ever seen. Like to come down to that, and it's already been so dumb. But he walks towards him and falls in
yep.
a circle,
and that's it. Like that's how it ends.
Yeah. I was what? Glad it was over. Yeah.
Well,
I wasn't gonna argue.
Fassbender's got a sweet Robo figure.
That's
apparently.
True. He does have that sweet Luke Skywalker figure or finger.
Yeah,
not,
what was
not
the
figure?
It was just like a metal cap on his finger.
So
why was he tapping it when like how ear?
If I were in that room,
miss it.
Yeah, if I was in that room, I'd be like, hey, do you want to knock that shit off?
Someone,
like, that's annoying.
Yeah, there's someone talking. Quit like,
it.
Yeah.
It's okay, I'm going to take the case.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So,
oh,
like,
God.
They reference another serial killer, and he's what? Like, I'll take the case.
Which one was it?
Credits.
Do you remember what it? Because there's the different books. Do you
oh,
know?
I have no idea. I've never read these books.
Yeah. I didn't know if they described something that would be like
you know,
a title.
The other thing I thought, just, like, bad writing.
Yeah.
Just on a very simple level. They're interviewing the doctor at one point, and they're like, don't you specialize in abortions? And he says, we specialize in many different things. Like, okay, so that's not specializing then. That's the exact opposite of specializing.
Yeah, we do everything.
When you do many things, then you're specializing
in
none.
Do you know what the
of,
word specialize
right,
means?
Like, does it mean something different in Norwegian?
I don't know. Also, there was that weird scene where like he's sitting on the doctor's sitting on the couch and his toes are painted.
Of course.
And he's doing like that weird thing with his toes.
So you see that they're painted.
And I was just like,
we gotta make sure everybody sees that he's got painted toenails.
I didn't
this
understand
the
Tarantino
point.
I caught
movie.
That too. I'm like, why did they have his toes be painted?
Because
it can be weird. Red herring.
So then when Murdery McGee abducts the ex-girlfriend and the might or might not be son.
Yeah.
Right. And Fassbender is calling her phone over and over again, you know, and
it's playing Happy Birthday.
And no, it was playing
no,
some class.
And that was
a callback to Happy Birthday.
Yeah. And so, but on her phone, it comes up unknown caller.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, so your ex-boyfriend, who you're on incredibly good terms
also, who
with,
you just tried to
well,
bang.
I don't think he has a phone. I think he's using somebody else. Like, he's like a Luddite. He doesn't have a phone or a car. So I didn't think that was his phone. I thought that was the
oh, maybe.
Schmo's.
Oh, it was the guy who wasn't Joel Kinnaman from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
So basically, their phones work like landlines and say unknown number instead of just a number.
It's an unknown caller because it's that random guy working on the task force.
It's the other guy from the case.
It's his
but that's
car.
That's right.
But
because
that's
he
not
also
how
doesn't
cell phones
drive.
Work.
No,
cell
I know,
phones
but,
show you the number.
But he doesn't drive.
Yeah. Right.
And
till he does drive.
Apparently he does.
Well,
and he doesn't have
it,
a phone.
I took it as he didn't drive because he didn't have a license.
That's the way I took it.
Because he had too
he's
many
drunk.
DUIs.
DUIs.
Totally.
I didn't take it as incapable. I took it as he couldn't get a license because he was such a
oh,
drunk.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
This movie
mess.
Is a big steaming turd that makes not a lick of sense.
Nope.
The only the one
but
part.
But Norway, man.
What a beautiful country I would love to visit.
Yes.
The other thing I did enjoy was the cameo by the Dr. Mario song. Song that they played over and over again. I don't know
when?
If you're, you know when like the guy that was I guess fixing his house for mold or whatever was like jamming out. It was like the song from Dr. Mario on Super
so
Nintendo.
They would do weird things in this movie where like they would go to that weird dance. Like he took his kid to this concert, and I was like,
"That was so
weird." Is this music that people listen to?
No, that's a oh god, I can't remember the song.
That's a person.
No,
that's the ringtone that she had on her phone. He's talking about the song.
Is it the song that the other red herring
but
mold guy
no
who how I'm sorry but Fassbender you
the worst
to
detective
to, that guy was like 2 feet taller than the other guy
but then they never show his face so you're like what is that like they kept
and then he walks
to,
past the guy like outside
notice
like,
the difference
oh you know what but no this is the weird part no so this is the weird part sorry I question this because that's the song from Dr. Mario that mold guy was dancing to Chloe Savini had the same song playing in her house. What? Why would you play the same random song in two different places?
Because they didn't want to pay to license more than one song. That's why her ringtone was a public domain.
Yeah, right.
Music.
But I'm like, those two scenes were not connected in the slightest. He played the same weird Dr. Mario song.
This movie's a mess.
This is what we like to call a bad movie.
Yeah, like I said, if they had stuck to Fassbender's an out on his ass
recovering alcoholic, trying to be the detective that he used to be, going after this serial killer, I think I probably would have enjoyed it.
All right. Well, then I got a movie for you.
Yeah, let's hear it. Do you have a video recovery?
I do. And it's actually, wow, dang, from 1997. I didn't realize it was that old. It's movie's 20 years old. It's really good. It's a movie with Julia Ormond and Gabriel Byrne. And it's filmed in Denmark. And it's a very similar, there's a mysterious, she is somebody who works for a lab who studies ice.
Okay.
Her name is Smilla. And she studies ice and gets swept into this case that's a mysterious murder about an Inuit boy. And it turns into, corporate intrigue, and it's a mystery, and it's a quiet, cold movie that I think this movie is aspiring to be. It's called Smilla's Sense of Snow. If you've never seen
I've never seen it. I highly recommend it. It's really good.
It's a very slow, quiet movie, so there's not a lot of like bombastic action. But
So Hans Zimmer didn't do the score.
He did.
Oh, really?
What?
I was totally
He just
kidding.
Randomly made that up.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer did the score of this movie?
Yeah. He's one of the music by Harry Gregson-Williams and Hans Zimmer.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic. So
and it is, if you haven't seen it, it is worth checking out and finding. But it's like, as I was watching this movie, I was like, oh, this is like Smilla's Sense of Snow, but terrible.
it's like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, this movie, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Fassbender playing Mikael Bloomquist if they ever decide to make the second two, which I don't think they're going to do. But
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it was too expensive. I don't think Fincher has an interest in it. I think he added a good creepiness to it.
Yep. Go get the guys that did, like, one of those guys that did Mr. Robot.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That sucks. The guy from the originals just died.
The original one, yeah, the original Swedish stuff. The guy died,
but
the bad guy, John Wick,
Mr. Policeman.
Yeah.
Why did he write like a kid with the snow thing? What is that? Because he's like a damaged child.
Anything in this movie that you could like? I mean, is you talk about things that are loosely threaded? Yeah. There's no threat.
So I'm like, what's the connection with the weird kid handwriting?
No idea.
They never explain it, right? Nope. You'd think at least they would. Nope.
That's in the 100 pages of the
director's own
film.
Words. They did not film enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
There it is.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to continue the conversation online, you can find us at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. You can also follow us on Twitter at Real Spoilers. While you're on Facebook, join the League of Show Sharers and let all your friends know what a wonderful podcast we are. So that's it for this episode. Coming up on the next one, it will be our special Halloween episode and our movie day whatever French is for year. I can't say du jour because
that's true,
it's not
yeah.
of the day.
That's
it's
true.
Of the year.
Yeah.
But I took Spanish, so I can't help it. We'll be tackling in-depth Halloween 3. That's right.
The weird one.
Yes. The weird one, which is what we do best.
Yep. It's Halloween 3, The Season of the Witch.
The Season of the Witch. I can't wait to talk about all the witches
yeah.
in that movie.
Oh, don't worry.
How exciting.
There's masks.
So that is what you have to look forward to. Until next time, Renko frees all of the Sables.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. at participating McDonald's. Minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.